On today's episode of the Disc Golf Newscast, we talk the Memorial Championship, including what could be the comeback of the year, as well as Discraft teasing a new flight rating system, should they go through with it. The young blood keeps eating, as Simon Lazat and Eagle McMahon finish first and second respectively, keeping it neck and neck throughout the whole Memorial Championship, obviously not slowing down from last week, and people seem to be pumped. Throughout the whole tournament, Simon hit the fairway 86% of the time, also hitting his circle one putts 92% of the time. Eagle's going strong as well following his first PDGA win last week, hitting the fairway 88% of the time and hitting a circle one putts 88% of the time. If I were to draw a comparison to anyone in sports, I would say that Eagle and Simon the previous seasons have been like high school LeBron. Everyone was waiting for them to really explode and really do well in the big leagues, but now they're in it. And I can expect both of their names to be in the championship talks for years and years and years to come. Everyone knows they're great friends. They train in the offseason together. They're both part of Team Discmania, and they're both some of the youngest on tour, which leaves us the fans looking forward to seeing lots more from these two, so long as they keep doing their thing and winning championships left and right. But looking past first and second place, let's talk about third. Now, when we ask pros whether they're happy with the place they got, they don't say they're happy unless they got first, but I think this just might be an exception. Nate Sexton started off rather weak, finishing just 3 under par on the first round, posting 5 bogeys. Although hitting 95% circle one putting, Nate went OB 4 times throughout the first round and posted a lackluster 29% scramble percentage. It seemed like his weekend was just about over. However, something seemed to click the very next day, and Nate simply went off. The next 2 rounds, he never went OB. His fairway hit percentage went up from 67% to the mid to high 80s the rest of the championship, and his scramble percentage was 100% the last 3 rounds. That's right, Nate Sexton brought it back. He finished the Memorial Championship with 54 straight holes of bogey-free golf. This spectacular performance brought Nate from 65th place at the end of the first round all the way to a bronze medal finish. And in other news, Discraft might be coming out with a new flight rating system for their discs. A picture surfaced on Reddit of a Discraft Force disc with a 5-number flight system on the bottom of the face of the disc. The first 4 numbers seem like the traditional number system that many other disc manufacturers use, including Innova and Dynamic Discs, and the 5th number seems to be the old Discraft stability rating, those numbers ranging from -3 to +3. And I, for one, love this new move. I can't tell you how long it took me to throw Discraft plastic, just because it took so much research on my part to find out whether or not I would even need the disc before purchasing it. I would hear so many good things about Discraft, but I would never know whether I would like it or not. And the 4-number flight system that's so widely used could have helped so much in my earlier days. And many people online seem to agree with the move. So I would love to hear your thoughts on it. What do you think about Discraft's new number system? Do you think it would help you when comparing discs in the future, or do you think it's a bad move and they should stay unique with the way they produce and manufacture discs? Let us know on Instagram at disc_golf_daily or on Facebook at discgolfdaily.